was thinking about, because actually I was supposed to speak next week, and Henny is supposed to speak today, but we switched because I'm going to be in Kansas City for a wedding next week. And I was thinking about, right, because it's Mother's Day, and the thing that just kept coming to me is sacrificial love. And moms, it's not saying that dads don't, but moms, it's just a part of who they are. It just, it's like you can't even help it. You just do it. You just love sacrificially. Like, I mean, even from the beginning, you are sacrificing your body. You are sharing your body with another human being. Like, it's crazy to think about. Like, you are growing a little human in you. Like, think about that. Like, that in and of itself is crazy, right? And I was thinking about just something about sacrificial love that it woos you and it causes you to surrender. Like, there's just something about it. And so I was thinking about that, and God had me in John 15, and this is going to take a minute to get here, but I want you to follow me. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch, and I'm in the Message, so it may sound a little different, that doesn't bear grapes. And every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. This is Jesus saying, live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine and you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic. The harvest is sure to be abundant. And separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done, kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy. And your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. In another version, and this is my favorite verse in all of Scripture, in another version it says, there is no greater love than one that lays down his life for his friends. I am no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. Now, as I was reading this and thinking about this and listening to it as I was driving to work yesterday, I found it incredibly interesting that he starts the passage out. He starts it out saying, I am the vine, you are the branches, and if you are in me, you will bear fruit. And then he leads into saying, greater love has no one this than to lay down his life for his friends. And what Jesus was doing is, right, he was letting them know that he was about to lay down his life for them. And so he says, I just love the way the message reads. I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you remain intimately at home in my love, and that's what I've done, kept my Father's commands. I have told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy. Love one another the way I have loved you. Now, He's setting up and he's giving us the way in the previous about being the vine and the branches and being connected to him is the only way that we can carry out the rest of the scripture. It's the only way, if we are to love each other the way Christ loved us, the only way that we can do it is being connected to the vine. Because our love is demanding, our love is manipulative, our love is full of us. I mean, that's just gut level honest. But God, but Jesus, who in him is no manipulation, there is no, everything that he does is unconditional love. And he says, I have told you these things because I want my joy to be your joy. And I want your joy to be wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another. This is the very best way to love. Do you see? Jesus is saying, he's saying, this here, what I'm about to share with you, sacrificial love is the best way to love. That's hard. Because we are taught, our culture, everything that we are surrounded with says the exact opposite. Says, get your needs met first. Excuse me. Get everything you can. Right? That's what we're inundated with. That's just how it is. But Jesus says, I got a better way. In fact, I have the best way. And not only am I going to tell you, but I am actually going to take my words and I am going to demonstrate them. Words weren't enough. Jesus said, I'm about to show you the best way to love. I'm going to lay it all down. I'm going to sacrifice everything, which, mind you, he had already sacrificed all of heaven. He had sacrificed comfort. He had sacrificed being with the Father. Like, I think sometimes we kind of over skip that part. Like, he left everything that he knew. He left heaven. Like, if you're there, I don't know why you would want to leave. Like, I mean, I know why he did, right? But I'm saying his sacrifice started way before the cross. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. So Jesus was letting them in, and he's saying, I'm about to show you how to lay down your life. I'm about to show you how to do this. And it's amazing because he talks at the beginning all about how he is with the Father and the Father is with him and he is connected. Even Jesus needed to be connected, right? Even Jesus needed to be connected to be able to do what he was about to do. And, you know, I was thinking about Jesus and I was thinking about the garden for some reason and I was thinking about the wrestling that he had, and all I could think about was the difference between submission and surrender. Because to me, submission is like this taskmaster who is going to beat their servant into submitting, into doing what they want them to do. Right? That is not God's heart. That is not what God is after. God is after surrender, because surrendering is an actual act of your will, and you are saying, and you are just laying it down. There's no taskmasking in it. There's no, if you do not do this, then I will beat you, or I will this, or I will that. God is after surrender. Because here's the thing, surrender is actually your heart. It's actually the heart of the issue, where submission to me is more of an outward act of I'm afraid of what will happen if I don't. Surrender is a beautiful thing. And even, like, it's so amazing to me that the Father and the Son had an opportunity. Like, God even wanted Jesus to have the opportunity to surrender. Because he could have said no. He could have said no. Like, God is a God that desires free will. God is a God who desires for us to choose him. He wants us to have a choice. Otherwise, he would not have put the other tree in the garden, right? Oh, he's so good. He's so good. And I desire to love like that. I desire to love sacrificially. And I do know that it's in women, it's just more natural. It really is. But it's possible for all of us. It's possible. Jesus said, when you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. So if we're connected and we love unconditionally and we love sacrificially, Jesus said all of the things that we're trying to accomplish will be accomplished. Right? That's what he says here. I am the vine and you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, we can't produce a thing. Separated from the vine, our love falls short. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes and when you mature as my disciples, I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. Make yourselves comfortable in my love. Make yourselves familiar in my love. Make yourself in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands, and I've made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way that I loved you. Like, I think if we could just think about that, like, if you think about everything that Jesus went through, and the way that he loves us, and that he commands us to love each other the way he loves us, like, we really wouldn't, there would be no issues. If we loved with his love, all of the things that we struggle with and all of the things that are going on would not be going on. It's just truth. This is the very best way to love. put your life on the line for your friends. So this morning, I just want to encourage all of us that it is possible to love one another the way Christ has loved us. We have to stay connected to the vine. We have to stay connected. And when you're staying connected, right, like the vine allows the nutrients and the water and all of the things that are in it to flow out and into the branches. Right? And we've been grafted in. Like, there's no separation. When something has been grafted in, it actually becomes one with what it was grafted into. It's not like a separate thing. And we are grafted in, and we are part of the vine. So everything that Jesus made his home in with the Father, everything that Jesus had in relationship with the Father is the very thing that flows through and it flows into us. And if we allow it, it will flow out of us. If we can allow him to come in and to heal and to love and to, like, just saturate, then we will be able to love the way Christ loves. And I'm so thankful that he spoke it and then demonstrated it. He took it to the next level. Like, it wasn't just lip service. It wasn't just something he talked about, but it was something that he demonstrated. Sacrificial love is a it's not only what we say, but it is also what we do. And it can only come. That's the thing. I think so many times we try to do it in and of ourselves. And the thing is, it can only come from the Father. It can only come from being at home in his love and being connected and allowing it to flow. I mean, the world would be wrecked by this love. The world, if we really risked loving like this, the world would be wrecked in a good way. The world would be so wrecked. I would be wrecked. You would be wrecked. The church would be wrecked. Like, we would probably just have one huge church. Because we would just be, like, loving on each other and honoring each other and building one another up instead of tearing one another down. And our differences, oh my gosh, we would just absolutely love our differences of each other. Instead of them annoying us and driving us crazy, we could actually maybe, wow, you're so different from me, Roger. But I absolutely love it. I love it. I love that he's so different from me. Because he helps me see my blind spots. He helps me grow. Right? Like, we need to celebrate those things. And not try to see that. Like, not try to make Roger into something I want him to be. Because the way I do things and the way I love or the way I'm wired or the way, like, that's the right way. And Roger's is the wrong way. That's like the definition of wanting somebody to submit, right? Like, getting someone to be something or act a certain way or do a certain thing because you think your way is the right way and the only way. The church, I'm sorry, we've done it that way for decades. The church has done that for decades, and it's come from a place of fear. And I want to apologize because there is no fear in love. And moms, you know this best. When your child is out making decisions that you know are hurting them and wounding them, and right, like you want to be the taskmaster, and you want them to, because God, you love them so much, and you know the choices that they're making are hurting them, and they're stupid choices. But you can't when they're adults, right? Like when they're like, you have to just stay connected to the vine and love them and pray to God they wake up and stop making stupid choices, right? Because ultimately, each and every one of us want our children to make the right choice because they want to make it, right? Like, we don't want them to do the right thing just because they're afraid or because of this or that. We want them to do the right thing because they want to. They actually really, truly want to. That's scary. Because what if they don't want to? I have been in the fetal position over youth kids who are making incredibly dumb decisions, and my heart is broken. And I want to control, and I wanted to step in, and I wanted to control, and I wanted to do, but I'm like, God, but more than I want to control that, I want them to choose you. I want them to choose life. I want them to choose it because they love you and because they know that you love them. Because here's the thing, if I step in and I control and I manipulate, it will not last. But if I love sacrificially and I love unconditionally and I stay after it in prayer and I stay and love them and trust God with them, right? Trust God with them that he will move and he will do what he said he will do. But see, our tendency is to kind of shrink back a little bit or turn a little bit of it off when we've been hurt and we've been wounded. We kind of roll it in, reel it in a little bit, right? We reel in our love, we reel in our risking, we reel in stepping out, we reel in all of that when we've been wounded and hurt. Because what if I do that again and it ends up the same way? What if? But Jesus gave us the answer. Stay connected to the vine. Make yourself at home in my love as I have made myself at home in my Father's love. And you will be able to love each other the way that I have loved you. So God, I thank you for this morning. And I just, Daddy, I just ask that you pour out I just ask that today as we leave that we would just at times just contemplate Jesus, what real love looks like and what real love acts like and what real love truly does, because you are real love. You are the epitome of real love. You are. And everything that you said and everything that you did was an act of love. It was an act of love for the Father and an act of love for us. And I just thank you for it. And God, again, I just ask that you bless the moms today, that they would just be overwhelmed with love and appreciation, that they would just be, just shout, just, God, just let it be thick like honey all over them today. We love you and we thank you. In your name, Jesus, amen.